Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us. We the best music. They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win. DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Ooh. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
Baby
think
bow our head.
Oh, but I know God is more than she did.
Oh,
they just praying that I crash. Cause those guys, they don't wanna see you last. They take $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer your five niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or oh, I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They count in the south. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is enough. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the Vinci. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so close to facing everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a twin every day back. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go? Where we at, go?
But I know God did.
Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push you 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life. I'm now careful with the sentences. Them only jail bars are like, I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box to try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloking them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on his roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I thrown them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, this is New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road, dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Next time we have a discussion, who the goat, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's some passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan, talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God did.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They counted us out. They didn't think that we were making up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is for us.
Show a difference between a dog and a master. Lamborghini truck flooring. Got your bitch in the back whoring. She like, Poppy, I adore you. I'm like, baby, I ain't normal. Foreigner.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Christian Dior anymore. Don't you see LeBron anymore. Yeah, nah, 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 let it off. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, 45 in my drawers. And one day I sound like a dog. Huh? Oh God, I'm a fraud. I was in all the stars. I bought every Hermes scarf. Yeah. Do you feel me? I compare Mike and Mary. But I still need more. I can go on and on. Yeah, I ain't even gotta talk. Yeah, tropical 99. Y'all with a semi, y'all nigga with a Richie. Y'all nigga with a Richie, the Richie the one that came with the big head nigga Jimmy. Head shot, that's a Jimmy. Big dog in my city. Killer out in this bitch. Red dot to the city. Yeah.
Foreigner.
Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life.
All my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no.
All my life,
they be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void.
Child support, your only support.
For a visit, I'm going through courts.
Went to jail, they was chaining me up.
And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt theyself. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Thought
never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no.
All my life,
all my life.
Down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Y'all enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code. Like I'm facing a Rico, and how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling they bags, fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murdered a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life,
they, be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Thought
never thought I'd make it out.
They could break me.
No, no,
they could break me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
They
be trying to keep me down. Thank you.
Peace, y'all. What's popping up?
What's up? We got an upcoming webinar on October 14th at 6 p.m. The link up is the bio for IT, and you can go directly to the website, lowlifeacademy.com. Trying to write up a whole script of what people are going to learn from watching this particular webinar or participating or however you look at it, right? I don't typically speak to those things. So I'm going to do that tonight just to give you all an idea of what to anticipate. So this is by far peace in the chat. Peace, peace, peace. I see you. What's popping? Peace, Jay. So the webinar, right? I'm not pulling any punches. I'm not pulling any strings. This will be the first time that we've offered a webinar or a class for this convenient price point, right? Because we wanted to be mindful of everyone. So what we've done is we've intentionally posted floating around on IG as it relates to course. We'll continue to do it into next week as it leads up to the actual event. Can't hear me? Can't hear me? Is it better? I mean, is it better in the chat? No doubt. I appreciate that. Choppy still. All right. Give me a second. Man. Choppy, but yes, much better. Good now. Okay. Good. I'm gonna get a static in the headphones. So my apologies. But I try to speak as clear as I can, and hopefully y'all can hear me. Give me feedback in the chat. Let me know if it's still doing what it's doing. But the idea for our upcoming webinar is to present to you all the fallacies in all of it, right? So we are concerned with the approaches that everyone takes. So that's why we're sharing it, right? Quotes on paper. Say that, I really don't think that people understand what that means. So,
alright, y'all. Hopefully this is better. How's this? Better? Not better? That's better? All right, perfect. All right, got it. We got that. All right, so for this upcoming, not this one, the following, the 14th, on that Saturday, 6 p.m., we're going to show you the basics as it relates to what it means to have court on paper. We're going to show you why you don't want to go into their building. We're going to show you the defects in the rules as it relates to engagement, and we're going to show you how to dismiss cases. Now, depending on our audience, we have a ton of stuff that we want to go into, but depending on our audience, we will potentially, if it's, I don't want to say what our parameter is, but we will potentially show you all two things that are very effective. One being, this one we will definitely show, but one being a two-sentence response that you can issue to any of these agencies that will dismiss your case. And it will let you know if it doesn't dismiss the case what your follow-up steps are. So it's immediate. So a lot of times we go through things where we feel as though court is resolved once we get the case thrown out or the case is dismissed. No, the case is over after you get compensation for their violation of your time, your estate, and so on and so forth. So we got to get to that space. And then the other thing that I might show is the case killer. 100% works every single time, and it's a law. So we might go into that. All right? So with that being said, you don't want to miss out. We typically don't promote this stuff as far as trying to explain what our strategies are. We will effectively show you, just like we are continuously doing, by looking into these different laws and expressing to you all just exactly what they mean. So make sure you grab your ticket. You know, you don't want to miss the event. It's at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And like I said, you know where to go, lawlifeacademy.com. Click on Remedy Center, and there you'll find Court 101. Or you can go to IG, and you can tag our bio, and that'll lead you there as well. So after that, the following, because I haven't created this advertisement yet, we're getting interest in the FDIC claim, right, which is the $250 insurance claim that's available to anyone who has a personal account, a personal bank account. You can claim $250, which is the insurance, on each of those 4 times a year. So we have people that are expressing interest in that right now. So the next class would be, we're looking to do the 22nd, so I need to push this out ASAP, and that's going to be the administrative procedure. So what that's going to look like is that's going to resolve the combination of going to court, right? Court's on paper, just follow me, but going to court, getting that case thrown out, and then through the administrative process or procedures, you will then sue them to be able to go claim whatever it is that you're suing them for, monetary amount or whatever, injunction rights or whatever it is that you want, all right? So that'll be on the 22nd. So y'all make a note. It's going to be at 6 p.m. as well. And that'll be hopefully advertised soon. I don't even have a pen near me to make my own notes. But, yeah, so let me put it in the chat. Administrative. And that's a 7-step, so let me do it that way. 7-step complete administrative procedure. How to sue. We make everything easier for you all. I don't know if you all are looking at these things the way that we are. So, you know, you want to take advantage of it. I am going to go back into, for today's class, I am going to go back into the stamp duty because we got a little bit done and I got rushed last week with the appointment after for 8:30. So I want to be able to go back in and paint a bigger picture of exactly what it is that we're dealing with. So if you all would join me, I'm going to get back to, actually, I was going to do something different, but I'll save this for next week. I wanted to go into marriages and stuff like that because I think people are confused as to how that works. But I think the better of the two topics for right now, at least to be able to bring some type of closure, so to speak, to Tuesday's lesson, we'll pick up here. So as it relates to stamp duty, right, it's going to identify for us what instruments must be stamped and then how these instruments affect different jurisdictions, such as foreign jurisdictions, right? The key to stamp duty is overstanding, if you didn't get it last week, is that nobody has taught us the proper way to function. And believe it or not, you all like to take advantage of participating in their court proceedings by attending court and so on and so forth. And oftentimes you will put things on the record not knowing that the clerk failed you, not knowing that you had a responsibility to know. And the teachings that everyone is telling you that you can use a 1 cent, 2 cent, 3 cent, whatever the fuck it is, stamp, right? Post office stamp that you can put on your paperwork, sign through that bitch, canceling it. All of these things are erroneous. Like, I just need y'all to understand that. So that's why I wanted to take on this topic, because it started from our conversation on IG a couple of days ago, a few days ago, right? So going back over these things, you need to pay close attention to the fact that, and just follow me, just make it make sense. They're talking about duties, right? So on Tuesday, I didn't have time. Let's see if I got some time today. You know, just to continue on the topic. But let me go to duty. And I want to get, y'all let me know in the chat if there's any issues, because I know, oh my God. Y'all let me know if there's any issues, because like I was saying, I know, I don't know what just happened. But I know while I'm typing away, I won't be able to see the screens. So y'all just, you know, type it in. I'll periodically check. All right. So let's look at what they say in their code, what duties are. So duty, let's see, they say requirement to perform some conduct required by law. The requirement often created a right in the other that the duty be performed, and a breach of such duty, fiduciary, so on and so forth, which is not what we're looking for. That's not the type of duty that we're talking about, all right? So let's get out of these codes, because they want to give us codes. So, duty, a legal obligation that entails mandatory conduct or performance. Mandatory conduct or performance. With respect to the laws relating to custom duties, a tax owed to the government for the import or export of duties. I mean, of goods, excuse me, of duties. A fiduciary, this is the other duty, such as an executor or a trustee, pay attention, Rule 17 in effect, who occupies a position of confidence in relation to a third person, owes such person a duty to render services, provide care, I hate that word, or perform certain acts on his or her behalf. All right? We need deeper definition. We want to focus on the tax component because that's what it is. Breach of duty, we don't care about that. Let's see what the dictionary says. The responsibility to others to act according to the law, providing the duty, and then they talk about that fiduciary duty, and then showing that the duty was breached are required elements of any lawsuit for damages due to negligence or intentional injuries. All right, cool. Still not giving me what I'm looking for, though. I don't want to put tax in front of it. I want them to tell us that it's a tax. I mean, they already said it, but what the hell? Where are they taking this? All right, I'm going to do one more, and then I'm going to get out of here because they're not showing me what I want to see. And this is why people are confused. So the first one was the best one so far. Fiduciary jurisprudence. This is all shit. All right, let's do this. All right, so Investopedia says the term duty. Let's go there. The term duty, I shouldn't use Wikipedia. But the term duty refers to a form of taxation. Taxation. A form of taxation. They had to put it in quotes because it's not typically used as such. Right? People don't typically see it as a taxation. Pay attention. And then we're going to have some critical thinking, right? It just makes sense, right? All right. So the term duty refers to a form of taxation levied on certain goods, services, or other transactions. Now, does that encapsulate all of the steps that you walk through as far as going into court or going into their building or facilitating the procedure through mail and sending something to court, right? Or facilitating court through the mail to have something placed on the record. That's considered a service or a transaction, and they tax you on that. They actually tax you. So you need to understand that a duty is a taxation, and it's levied not only on goods, but services and other transactions. So people and corporations may be required, people and corporations, not just corporations, people and corporations may be required to pay. Oh, one second. I don't want to be screaming in your ear. But may be required to pay levies on imports and exports by governments in the forms of custom duties, right, and other taxes. So custom taxes and other taxes. It's not just the custom duties. I hate when they, you know, use the word in the damn definition, right? So this is done in order to collect revenue and satisfy other economic reasons. Now, I had to literally put tax or duty tax or tax duty or something to that effect in order for me to pull this up, right? Because you have to understand what you're dealing with. So they said duties are enforceable by law and may be imposed on commodities or financial transactions instead of individuals. So financial transactions, you pay a fee every time you go put some shit on the record, I guarantee it. The term also refers to the responsibilities held by an individual, especially someone in a position of power. All right, so that's how they bring it back to the fiduciary responsibility. But that's not what we give a shit about. We want to concentrate on the taxes. So duty rates are a percentage. Oh, my God. I can't make this shit up. I can't. This is so fucking simple once we start to look at it, right? But people want to tell y'all bullshit, and we fall for it. I'm not telling y'all, like, I wasn't a victim of some of these things. I didn't know any better, right? But it's right here. This is just Investopedia, people. I'm just reading, right? It says the duty rates or tax rates, I hate when they do that. So tax rates are a percentage determined by the total value of the goods paid for in another country. So now, I know they're adding like another country and all that shit. They do that in country, right? I'm going to give you the prime example. Real estate is the best example of this because they actually walk you through. So if you're in the chat, you have real estate, you have a home, you have property, chime in. Don't have me go through this by myself, right? So when you own a home, there are procedures, right? So you go in, you buy a home. The transfer, because they have what they consider to be a chain of title, right? A chain of title is what I describe as that certificate of title, right? So it goes from the certificate of title creates a chain of titles. So Johnny bought the house first. So Johnny had that title in that house in his possession as owner, right? They identified him in the certificate of title as the owner. They told you exactly what the property was, the description of the property, so on and so forth, right? So when Johnny bought it, Johnny had to make sure he went through the court to put it on the record that the transfer took place. So whoever Johnny bought it from, let's say Frank sold it to Johnny. Johnny had to come show proof that that property had transferred from Frank to Johnny, right? Now, what the courts automatically allow the individual to do is pay the taxes, because they tell them right then and there you have to pay taxes on the property. You get what I'm saying? Hang tight for a minute. I'm going to go to the call. So in the meantime, if you're in the chat, chime in the chat. But I am going to go to the call logs. I just want to get through some of this stuff first, all right? But hold your thought, though. I got you. In any instance, Frank had to get it to Johnny. Johnny now has to make sure that he goes through these steps. The courts are going to dictate to him what he needs to do in order for him to retain or to acquire true possession of the property. So Johnny has to comply with the request of the court. Now, what do these things ultimately yield? It yields for Johnny a certificate of title. The certificate of title identifies Johnny as the owner, identifies his property, acknowledges the fact that he paid his taxes, acknowledges the fact that so on and so forth, right? And if there's any liens, encumbrances, or anything like that that is associated with the property, they're going to list that on that certificate of title. This is what they do. So when Henry comes along and Henry says, well, I want to buy the house, and he buys the house, he has to continue that procession. Now, why is it that the clerks or the courts will dictate when it comes to real estate that you have the responsibility to go ahead and actually pay the taxes and go through all of these various steps? The reason being is because real estate is a different type of property. You have real and personal property. And when it comes to real property, because of the system of registration and so-called recording that they have in place, this is the protocol. If you look up the Torrent system, right, which I've taught on, it's on, I think I did it on, not IG, YouTube, you can find that video. The Torrent system is what they took from, I believe that comes from Australia. And they've been using it as early as, I think, the early 1900s, right? And this has been not the traditional form. This is why, hint, hint, there's a difference between register and a recording, because this system was a registration system, not a recording system. So anytime you go and you put some shit on the record, especially on the land record, guess what? You're actually registering the shit, and you're not following what the law says that you're actually supposed to do. Did you know after you register it, you're supposed to actually withdraw it and then have them put it on the record? Let me not get into all of that, right? Like, this stuff is deep. Why? Because there is information out there that if you just would solicit, read it, search it, and go through it, it will help make sense. So give me a second, 305. I see you just give me a minute. Let me get through some of this stuff, and then I definitely want to get your input, all right? So government impose taxes on individuals and companies that make or receive shipments internationally. These levies, taxes or levy, must be paid before delivery can be made. The levies are called customs or import duties. So listen, they're giving us all the language. These are tariffs or taxes. So another word for tax, tariffs, imposed on goods transported across international borders. Customer duty ranges, rates are a percentage determined by the total value of the goods paid for, all right? The quality, size, or weight of the product are not determining factors. So what does this mean? My guy, my people, everybody that's listening to me, the reason why your documents are not effective is because the so-called tariffs, tax duties that you're trying to pay for are not aligning in terms of the actual percentage of the gross total. So I'll give you an example, and this is why people get fucked up and they get mad at me, right? Because I'm telling y'all the truth. So we got a lot of smart asses that like to write shit, you know, these lavish numbers, like, I can recall, you know, when I was looking at like estoppels and things like that, learning that process, we were taught to make claims like you had $9 billion liens. And some assholes, they went ahead and they put $9 billion liens on their so-called birth certificate through the UCC filing and all of this shit. I never did a UCC filing. Why? Because it was always fucking wrong, and I can prove it to you in black and fucking white. The problem is when you put it in the UCC, you're actually liening your own fucking property. Yeah, they want you to tell you, they want to tell you that, okay, yeah, you lien your property so nobody else can't make a claim. My guy, why would you want to put a lien on your property which has to be satisfied before you can do anything with your fucking property? So just pay attention to that, all right? So the people that did that before they put it into their trust and after they put it into their trust, all of this shit is a gift, all right? So when you put $9 billion in your document, they're looking at that total, right? They are also looking at the type of document that it is, deeds, so on and so forth. And let me pull that up real quick because I don't want y'all to think I'm fucking lying because I didn't get to do that the other day. So let me just search real quick, stamp duty in my Google search here, which is my computer. Let me see what I can find. I think this is it. Hopefully this is it. Let's see. Come on, y'all. No, this is not it. This is not the one I'm looking for. United States stamps duties as it relates to Congress. So these are the rules that Congress impose. I'm not going to go through their fucking rules. I don't want to do that. That's not what I want. I just want to give y'all some substantial examples of what they charge. Why the fuck can't I find this shit? One second, y'all. I didn't even remember to pull this up before I started the show, so that's my bad. And I'm not finding it. Maybe I can search it. I don't know. I probably renamed the fucking thing. I'm trying to go off of memory. And that's not helping me. So, yeah, I'm definitely not seeing it. All right, give me a second. I'm going to search it because I don't want y'all to think I'm a liar. So, what are we doing? All right. If I find it, I'll share it with y'all so y'all can have it. All right. So everything comes up, all the rules, all this shit. But the one I'm looking for is this one here. Come on. These fucking people. They won't show it to me because I got to pay. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Damn. They literally won't show me the fucking thing. It popped up and then they blocked the screen. Oh, man. Damn. All right, so I'm not going to take up too much time because then I have to go back to it. So I'll explain what I can remember from the document. So what it is that if you do like a deed, right? Deed is what they typically use for real estate, for an example. And when you look at the deed, what tends to happen is that they will say something like, for every $100 or whatever the case may be, oh, here it is. But oh, fucking perfect. All right, so I can't make shit up. All right, so this says bonds as an example, right? So we know about surety bonds and so on and so forth. This says stamp duty, which is back in the day, was 50 cents, all right? Now, stocks, so incorporated companies and stuff like that, range 10 to 25 cents, all right? Contracts and agreements, so for each sheet of paper on which written 5 cents for hire, use, or rent of any land or tenement for a time not exceeding 3 years, 50 cents. And if it's going to go over 3 years, $1. And then broker contracts and memorandum of sales, 10 cents. I'm going to go somewhere with this because y'all are saying, well, that is easily covered by the actual fucking stamps, right? Post office stamps. So you think. So let's go into, for example, deed or conveyance, like I'm fucking talking about. Exceeding $100, but not over $500, 50 cents. Listen to what the fuck I'm reading. Exceeding $1,000, but not over $2,500, $2. $2,500 to $5,000, $5. $5,000 to $10,000, $10. $10,000 to $20,000, $20. Every additional $10,000 or fraction thereof is $20. So, let's not be fucking... how do I zoom out? What the fuck? Oh. Oh, zoom out. How the fuck I get out of this thing? Oh, exit. Yeah. My bad, y'all. this shit fucking me up because this is not a PDF. They have the PDF up, but I'm gonna do the math because I'm not that bright. I'm dumb. So
let's do 9 billion.
Actually, we're not even gonna go that far. Let's do 9 million. Y'all can do the fucking math. So that's 900, right? When you divide it by 10,000, it yields 900. So 10,000 will go into 9 million 10 times. I mean, 10,000 will go into 9 million 900 times, excuse me. Right? And then you would multiply that by 20. So for $9 million in any claims, this is just 9 mil. We're not talking about billion. We're talking about million. So 9 million, your stamp duty would be $18,000. Now, just let that sink in for a second, right? Because my dumbass is only showing you, right, what these people don't explain to you, right? So think about this. If you had to put $18,000 worth of stamp on your fucking paperwork, unless you had some stamp that was valued at 18,000 or over, can you imagine how many 1 cent, 2 cents, 5 cents, $10 stamps or whatever you would have to put on your so-called paperwork? This is why it's ludicrous. It doesn't make fucking sense. It doesn't. This is not the only fucking thing. Here we go. Y'all want to know why motherfucking, what's this guy's name? The godfather, they call him, right, of motherfucking negotiable instruments, Winston Strauss, right? I talked about him, and I said, look at this shit. They said he made a claim that he created over $100 million worth in instruments. 100 fucking million. They gave him 10 years in prison for that shit. At the age of motherfucking, was it 70? 70. And he only started learning that shit at the age of 50. So they let him continue his erroneous action, right? Making all the claims, teaching all the teachings, and claiming all the shit that he claimed. And then they gave him 10 years at the age of fucking 70. But I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm dumb. So let's go into it. Let's see what they say for negotiable instruments. Drawn in but payable out of the United States in sets of three or more. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about because that's old. This is as it relates to foreign. So under $150 or equivalent, 3 cents. These things make sense. 150 and not over 250, 5 cents. 250 to 500, 10 cents. 1,000 to 1,500, 20 cents. 1,500 to 2,250, all the way down to 5,000 to 7,500 a dollar. Then they say every 2,500 or part thereof in excess of 7,500, another 80 cents. So you have the initial dollar, and then you're going to go 80 cents on every motherfucking 2,500 to 7,500. Like if you wrote a check for a fucking $1 million, like, y'all need to stop playing with me, man. Stop playing with me. Let's jump all over the fucking place. Passports. You used to have to pay stamp duties on your passport. Nobody talks about this shit. Now they assess it in fees and all of this shit, and we pay some gross numbers. So look at this. Back in the day, you had to pay $3 for the fucking stamp duty on the passport. Now you're fucking, to get a brand new passport, if you've never applied for one, is about like $300. Just shy of that. Just shy of that. Why are people acting like this shit is mortgages? Any, I tell y'all, exceeding $100 and not over $500, all the way down to $10,000 to $20,000, it's $15, yo. Nobody talks about protests. Yes, that's notary protest. Nobody knows what the fuck that is. That's the shit that we be doing when we run the administrative process. It's actually a protest. But wait, I'm not fucking done. Powers of attorneys. Yes, you had to pay for that shit. Fucking wills. Yes, you got to pay for that shit, right? All of this shit is right here. Your fucking cars you had to pay for. Rich. writ or other original processes in any court of record, either law or equity. You got to pay at least 50 cents. Now, these are shit that, so I'm going to get to that and clarify my fucking point because I'm still reading some shit that says 50 cents. So y'all are like, whoa, that doesn't sound bad. But what's missing from here? Affidavits. All the shit that everybody talks about, right, they write paperwork on, is not on here. So this is not even inclusive. This is just what they selected. Insurance, fire, life insurance, all of these shit you're supposed to pay your stamp duty on, people. I like this one. I'm going to probably save this. This is a quick, clean version. Let me see what y'all got to say. My bad. Why put a lien to pay a lien plus the stamp? I don't know. People are not smart. Right? And it's not because they're dumb. It's because they're not knowing. Excuse me. Let me get back to this real quick, and then I'll go back to the article. They already said that the intent of this form of duty is to provide a form of commerce protection. This is why they charge duty. Because if there's no proof that you created something, people like to talk about intellectual property. Let's go into that for a second. Intellectual property being like you create an affidavit that you're going to put in as evidence to defend your case. That's your intellectual fucking property on fucking paper. Now, what tends to happen? You'll send that shit through the post office, which you don't insure it, so they fuck you up there. The post office violates your shit because they send it to the wrong person, allowing the wrong person to access these things, violation there, right? Then you plug your shit in, or they take your fucking money and say that they record your shit, which they don't, they register it, which is, again, the fucking problem. So then you go into court, physically go into the building, or if you're running the administrative process and they don't accept your shit because they feel as though it has no premise to stand on, it's because you're not following the rules. So let me get into it. What you're going to see on fucking the 14th, I'm going to show you that it's 100% the clerk's job to tell you when you put something on the record, meaning like you're registering some shit, that you got to pay the duties on that bitch. Did you know that the clerk's office and the fucking office that collects the duties is in the same fucking office? At least in my state. You can't pay the duties without putting the shit on the record first because they need that reference number. So what the fuck are y'all telling me? I'm telling y'all shit that's 100% fucking factual. This is trying to break the fucking mold or the cycle of misinformation. All of y'all are doing erroneous fucking things, and y'all are just waiting on these motherfuckers to crack down and say, okay, I want this nigga today. I'm going after this nigga today. I'm going to fix his business today. Winston Shrout, they fucked him on that shit. Why? Because this nigga was creating all these fake instruments according to them. I don't know what his instruments look like. Claiming over $100 million in value. And they ain't never paid no duties. Come on, man. Y'all dealing with the fucking banks. They talking about money, nigga. Money. So if you ain't breaking off bread, paying duties or whatever the fuck it needs to be, how can you claim that you're the owner of any of these things? Y'all need to stop fucking playing with me. I don't brag. I don't try to, oh, guys, you got to see this. Come, let me break the fucking internet. Nah, I do that in my intimate fucking circle. Yo, you need to see this shit. Look at this thing here. You telling me in modern times they're going to say the stamp duty on this shit is, and what's weird is in the state of Florida. Let me not get ahead of myself. I can't wait to fucking show it to y'all. This is a fucking gimmick. Right? So hopefully that sunk in, right? Hopefully y'all got it in y'all brain exactly what the fuck I've been saying, which is what? Y'all can't pay no stamp duties by putting no fucking stamp, post office stamp on no document and then saying that you canceled it out. First of all, if you're going to do that, you need to go order a cancellation stamp.
through the actual post office. I told y'all before, the post office doesn't even follow their manual. The law says, or their manual says, which is coming from the law, says that their fucking cancellation stamp has to be in black. Y'all would never be able to prove to me that it's in black. All of this shit gets you paid. Every fucking thing I'm saying to you gets you real fucking live money in your hand. Ain't no gimmick, ain't no 1099, no real fucking money in your hand. All you gotta do is play the fucking game. I told y'all, if you study that shit, then you can trap them. Why? That's the shit that they do to us. Fucking box. Stop listening to these fake fucking teachers telling y'all that they know what the fuck they talking about. Shit, I'm reading this shit to y'all. That's how disgusting this shit is. I'm reading these fucking things to y'all. So let me go back to the old days when they're talking about commerce. The same shit that we're talking about now is the same shit I'm about to read. Because we're talking about foreign instruments, which they were just talking about these foreign deeds and shit like that, right? The stamps, their stamp law affects almost all instruments that were made in England, right? But not those really made abroad. They can't affect no changes on this shit that's abroad. That's why they come up with these universal systems. So when a contract or instrument is made in England, though, to collect debts in Newfoundland, right, they had a specific location where they collect the debts. That's what they call the taxes. Or in relation to property abroad, it must be stamped with an English stamp. Now, let me ask you a fucking question. Let me ask you a question. Where does that say, if we're replacing England with motherfucking U.S., where does it say when you take a stamp and you write your bullshit-ass name diagonally across that shit, or at a slant or whatever the fuck it is that y'all do, and you say you cancel it out, right? Red ink, thumbprint, all of this bullshit. Where does it say that you match what they're supposed to have on the document? See, the issue is you never want these motherfuckers to put no stamps on your document. It really brings it onto their jurisdiction. But some things are required. It's just the natural flow of the fucking law. It's required. So what do they do in modern times? They don't actually issue the stamp on the document. They just collect the fucking duties like they're supposed to. All right? Which makes you the owner of that property, the owner of that property. All right. By the same act, in respect to promissory notes payable to bearer on demand made abroad, the same duty must be paid as on English notes. So they charge you that shit, even though you got to pay that shit abroad. They charge you in your own country before they let you go pay the niggas outside of the country. Man, this is some bullshit. Let me jump around. They said, and a bill drawn and payable in London is an inland bill. So I think over in Europe, they do what they call inland revenue service and shit like that. It's still IRS. Pay attention. IRS is global, y'all. Right? But this is what they do. In that bill, you have to pay the taxes on it. So it must be stamped as such. It has to be stamped as an inland bill. So these are the stamps that these motherfuckers are talking about. So what stamps are they talking about? Stamps that say affidavits. Stamps that say motherfucking POAs. But that is different. Now, but it requires strict proof that the bill was drawn in England and mere proof that at the day of the date, the drawer in England would not suffice, right? It wouldn't pay. An agreement or a promissory note made in British plantation or settlement, which they're going to say as in Jamaica, asshole, cannot be sued upon here. So if the agreement is made in a different country, you can't sue in the other country for that shit. Pay attention. So where I want to go. It is stated in some eminent works without qualifications that instruments made in a foreign country are not admissible in evidence here. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. They changed these things. These are old laws. Y'all got to understand. Over time, they adjusted these things. But they said, unless duly stamped according to the law of that country, but that proposition is too general, and it only extends to a foreign dominions belonging to our sovereign. So it only works with the places that they rule. it being a well-established rule that our courts take no notice of the revenue laws of a foreign independent state. And they're going to go into their shit. So there is no reciprocity. I don't know what the fuck that is. That's an old-ass word. Let me skip that. My bad. Foreign states do not take any notice of our stamp laws. So that's countries outside of their domain. And why would we be so courteous to them when they do not give effect to ours? So there was an agreement back in the day where commerce was done easily with foreign countries, not like it is today. As already observed, the Stamp Act in general do not affect instruments made out of this kingdom or at sea. And therefore, where a paper purporting to be an agreement was entered into at sea out of England and an action was brought on it and the plaintiff declared on it as an agreement, it was held that it need not be stamped, right? Because they weren't conducting business under their motherfucking authority. So they couldn't apply any duties. They couldn't levy any duties on it, which makes sense. And the articles of a foreign ship made abroad relating to wages of sailors, even where the sailors had been hired in London and which articles were lodged with the council in London, may be given in evidence of the agreement for the hiring and wages of the sailors without being stamped. And all they're proving to you is depending on where you create these instruments will dictate which laws would govern the actual payments or the taxes. So with respect to foreign bills drawn abroad, it is clear that the legislature never intended to subject them to the local revenue law, pay attention, of this country. All right? I'm tired of that shit. I don't want to read no more about that. Denomination of stamps on particular instruments. Denomination. So let's say that's the actual number. All right, let me read this section, then I'm going to go to the call line. So in the earliest acts, relative to stamp duties, many nice and in practice difficult and troublesome distinctions were made as to the character of the instrument and the amount of the duty, character of the instrument, and the amount of the tax, and the description of dies on different instruments. All right, so being the actual, I think back in the day, this thing's used to relate to, I think, the fucking wax. So they'll put the wax down and then they'll put their seals on that shit. So I think that's what they're referring to when they talk about dies on different instruments. So these were consolidated and simplified by and subsequent acts and are now in general related and arranged alphabetically with the notes thereon will be found in the appendix. So I can find what they used to charge back in the day in their appendix. So there is sometimes considerable difficulty in determining what is the proper stamp and what shall be the amount of the duty. So before I explain this, let me finish what they're saying because they're putting more thoughts in here. As in the case of bonds, as in the case of agreements under seal, notice we create a lot of agreements, but they're not under seal. Oh God, let me not even get into that. Especially our people that create trust and other deeds as will appear from the cases of some of these little examples that they give. Thus, an instrument purporting to be a conveyance of land, which is the fucking deeds that we talked about, quick claim deeds, whatever the fuck it may be, mortgages, whatever, but which not being under seal could not so operate is to be stamped as an agreement. So they just told you that a conveyance of land is actually filed under agreement. So let me back up for a second. I'm going to share a personal story because I've done this before. I don't know if I've shared this in this particular format. But when I did the trust, set up my express trust, right, the first one that I set up, the personal one, so to speak, right, the one that governs all my personal property and all that shit. So when I set that up, the experience was I had to go through the courts. So initially, the information I solicited, paid for, right, didn't provide me with accurate information for the state that I was in, so I had to go through my own personal trials and woes to figure it out, right, because their laws were really fucking coded. So in any instance, I took the initial information, ran to the court. It was during COVID, so courts were, you know, not necessarily open to the public like they're supposed to be according to the Constitution, but I went down there any fucking way, tried to get in there, bully my way in. None of that shit was happening. So mailed it in. When I mailed it in, I mailed it in, and I was expecting the result, right? Like, I don't do shit expecting to fail. So I sent the shit in. I expected myself to be processed. So when it came back, literally in, like, motherfucking, like, 4 days or some shit like that expected. The shit was crumpled up, and it wasn't dealt with the way I presented it. So my paperwork and everything. So I was like, no, the fuck you didn't. So I sent my shit back out to do this again. But when they did it the second time, I got mad. I was like, you know, I need to know what the fuck is going on. So the reason why I didn't go after them is because it was all my fault, right? So I would tell y'all, you know, don't let people disrespect your paperwork. Don't let disrespect the process. Please be in your person. Ensure that this shit is best for you, right? So when they violated my shit, I was like, man, I'm going to fuck this lady up, right? Like, I was getting in my feelings. And I learned early on that might can never be right. You can't be yourself, you're right, to overpower a situation that's already correct. It's in its proper place, right? Like, you can't bully them. So when I called, I was like curious, trying to find out what the fuck was going on. And she told me, she was like, we can't process shit like that. Which she was 100% fucking right. That was a good reason. I didn't realize that at the fucking time because I was listening to the information that I solicited, right? So I'm going to somebody. Oh, this can't be right. Got the whole experience with the post office because of this, right? So ultimately, I ended up going back into the lab, and I was like, fuck anything that people are saying. Let me make sure. You know, did my own studies. Let me focus on it. This time, I didn't get to see this. I was like, why is it taking fucking weeks? Like, why is it? Lo and behold, I had to call in. So when I called in, the cook answered, and you know, I expressed the pleasantries, and I was like, "Look, you know, calling in because they're kind of deep, you know, looking to find out what's the the lady's reaction was like, "Oh, I'm so glad that you called. That shit caught me on fucking guard, right? What do you mean you have to call? Fuck, I've been waiting on my paper." So when she was like, we're having to call, she was like, the people say, we got your paperwork, and we didn't know what to do. And I was like, I never knew what she was going to do. Like, what the fuck do you mean you don't know what to do with this? It's from the record. You know, like, I instructed you to send the shit back. So she proceeded, and the discussion was fucking instrumentally valuable to me, right? Like, I couldn't pay for that. So I won't discuss everything that I learned, but I will say that what she expressed to me was, boom, when she got the paper or when they received it in their office, they didn't know what to do with it. That's a lot. They actually processed my standing in their facility, right? But before they sent it back out, they sent the paperwork to their internal attorney. So every court, has access to what they would consider legal aid. And that legal aid is represented by a full-time attorney for their office to ensure that they're not violating the law. Pay attention, right? So she's like, well, we have to take the paperwork and we have to bring it to the attorney so that they can inform us of what we need to do. So whatever the fucking attorney told us to do, cause them to wipe out the original record completely and re-record it in a different state. Alright, so what did I learn? Well, it's simple. These things are not hidden from us, right? All you have to do is take some time and go look at it. So I'm going to get to the call lines in 2 seconds, right? So boom, what happens is when you send things in to get recorded, they have a system in place to actually designate and coordinate where things are actually filed. They have to keep these things as permanent records. So an example would be some of the things I just read off. They would have categories like certificate. Like, that's the category. So you would get a certificate stamp, right? They had categories like deed, where you get a deed stamp. They had categories like promissory notes or UCC filings or whatever the fucking case may be, right? But they have all affidavits. They have all the POAs. They have all wills, all these things that you can put on the fucking record. And each of them is categorized differently. So all wills are coordinated. All POAs are coordinated. So this is the picture I want to paint to you when I'm saying that they already have this system in place. You can go see it online if your state allows you to look these things up. What I've realized is this, and I'll tell y'all the God and his truth. These motherfuckers are up to something because public information is no longer public. Some shit I looked up, I looked up Quasi's information because he has court and shit like that. So I looked him up to see how he was doing. And I can't access his, I can't see his files or his court case unless I pay them and I sign up for it. I'm not doing none of that. But I can see his case. I can see what's going on as far as like, you know, where he stands and shit like that, if it's closed or whatever, from that perspective, general information, right? Other sites that I used to go to, courts that I used to look up information, even for my own personal shit, they've changed it. Now they want you to log in, give them some identifying features or categories for you or characteristics for you, and then they want to link that together with some payment type, right? So if you see the paperwork, you actually got to pay them. So I'm telling y'all, this shit is about to get scary, right? Because when you can't public information anymore, you can't verify shit. Now so the moral of the story is, at the end of the day, they have categories. Each category is different. The taxes that you would pay on a mortgage is not the taxes that you would pay on an affidavit. The taxes you pay on an affidavit would not be the taxes you pay on a POA. The POA is not the same as the agreement. All of these things are calculated differently. And if you would just search in your own state, they'll show you exactly what it is that you need to pay. So if you don't believe me, you could try it. Right. I can show you when I do the class on the 14th. I'm going to show those individuals, you know, and they can take advantage of my state. I'm not going to look up your fucking state and try to figure this shit out for you. I'm not going to do that. I'm only sharing the information with you so you can be in the right space to go do what you need to do. And when I show you, like I said, if it's good in one state, then it's good in the other. Let me jump to the call lines real quick before we get cut off. I know you've been holding this for a minute, 305-397. Let me go to you first. What's popping?
Peace.
Peace, hey. Peace. What's good?
Nothing much, man. I'm chilling, man. Just, you know, riding, enjoying the show. You know what I'm saying? And particularly the part about, you know, the snap duties, just to clear out some of that confusion that's out there.
Yeah,
you know, taking note of some of that.
That was the original thought. Yeah, give it to us. So what you got for the people, man? Like, can you echo any of these things? It's like I've seen people from, like, Path to Freedom talking about, I've seen this today, so that's why I'm saying it. They're like, oh, you know, your house was $10. We've been telling people to read their mortgages. The house was $10. I've been saying that for fucking 2 years.
What?
I've been saying it for 2 fucking years, right? And I've explained to people why it is so and how they jeopardize themselves by becoming tenants and then releasing so they're paying double the fucking money. They already paid it. Now they're going to pay it out of their pocket. But on the topic of the house, I wanted you to expand on the experience, if you have any, on paying fucking taxes.
Well,
was that something you had to go investigate when you bought property, or did they walk you through it? Can you echo any of the things that we were discussing earlier?
I mean, you know, as far as the both sides of the taxes that I had to deal with personally anyways, was, you know, as far as the general tax that folks are aware of, as far as the property tax, obviously I had to go research that, make sure the information is accurate, you know, and then had to pay it, right? Aside from that,
but you were directed, though, right? You were directed to go look that up, though, right? That wasn't something that you knew off the top just going in. You were directed that you had to go, or maybe you heard it. Don't get me wrong, but I'm saying, did the court
direct
you?
No, I was directed.
Yeah,
I wasn't directed,
right? They actually fucking
tell
you, right?
Nah, they didn't tell me shit about that personally. I just built a good rapport with the agent that I'm dealing with.
Right, but somebody told you. The court, what I'm saying is, you filed the actual deed, right? The court actually directs you after that. Like, once you start the process, what I'm trying to explain, right? Like, once you bring in, create that chain of title, hey, I'm the new owner, right? Then they kickstart the process, or they should be kickstarting the process to help you navigate it, right? Hey, you need to go here, pay the taxes on it, get it, bring it back to this. And I have examples of those, which is why I was asking, hopefully, you know, not everybody's experience is going to be the same. I get that. I was just trying to be as candid as possible to see if that's something that you can. Oh, we dropped. Oh, shit. Yeah, we lost you. Oh, shit. Can y'all hear me in the chat?
I'm over here talking my head off. Can y'all hear me in the chat? Oh, there he is.
Yeah, man, I don't know what happened. My call dropped and I had no reception at all whatsoever.
All right.
As far as the title and the deed and all that stuff, right, and transferring the chain of custody, yes, I did go in there. And then, yes, they did direct me personally as far as, paying the stamp duty.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. Because once the process is started, it's not like they're going to tell you steps 1 through 10. You know what I mean? Even the person that you were dealing with, like, yo, they have a tendency to just push us towards the beginning of the process. So it's like, yo, you want to make sure you put this on the record, and it starts there. But I have, like I said, my own personal experience where the court directs the individual to go, not just me personally, but others. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we need to be careful. But what do you think about these lofty numbers that people are exaggerating on their pictures, right? Like, making a claim that they can compensate the duties for that by putting a 2-cent stamp on it. What do you think of the information we've been discussing?
I mean, as far as the 2-cent stamp and the post office stamps and, you know, all that super creative stuff, I mean, you know, if you really look into it, the information is pretty black and white, man. It's like, for this, you have to pay that. Not for this, you got to pay that. I mean, you know, I'm not sure where folks are getting their information from. I've seen is very consistent with what you mentioned earlier.
My point exactly, right? Like, if you do, like, we live it every fucking day, but people don't see it, right? You go to the grocery store, you actually pay the stamp duty on the fucking goods. Every state is a little bit different. That's the stamp duty.
Right.
Did you hear me? Like, every store, no matter what you're going into the store for, they have to charge services because they have to pay revenue on those transactions. They don't give a fuck if it's goods that you're buying, like a grocery store. They don't give a fuck if it's services that you're getting from, like, the mechanic shop, right? They don't give a fuck. Taxes. So it's in our everyday life. It's in our face 24/7. Why would we assume that it doesn't apply to our people?
Very factual.
You still there, my brother? Oh. Yeah. You go quiet on me, so I want to make sure. You get what I'm saying? But why would we assume? I proved to y'all on the $9 million number, the staggering figure, when you put that on any document, for that matter, but you make the claim that that's the amount of property value on the value.
That's a healthy tax on that $9 billion figure.
So if I think we can exaggerate a little bit, right? If 9 million is going to get you motherfucking 18, then I would damn near say, 9 billion is going to get you 180.
It may just be quite a bit more than that.
But I'm giving a rough, right? 9 million.
That's wild, man.
So at wow. Multiply 18,000 do we have that? Can we buy? Who the fuck can afford these things when people are making up these type of lavish fucking numbers? And you know what bothers me? What bothers me the fucking most is that people are so silly that they will continue to listen to this frivolous, pointless, ineffective, bullshit-ass information that hasn't produced anything for them. But tell them to come, let me show them, and that's a fucking problem. I'm not. You're not talking out your ass. You're talking about your personal experience. Who the fuck am I to take away from your personal experience? That's your personal experience. Who the fuck can take away from my personal experience? Who can fucking take away from the things that I've done and that I've... You buy a car, you got to pay the duties on that shit. Anything you buy, they're charging you duties on that shit. The only thing they're not supposed to so-called charge you duty on is food. Cooked food and all type of different shit, right? But that, what do? They get creative. They say, okay, fuck that. You gonna go to a restaurant like, me, I like to go to a little Jamaican spot, pick up a little lunch here and there or dinner or whatever the case may be, right? And I'll grab some peas and rice and whatever the fuck it is, right?
They charge you for the container that they put the fucking food in. They charge you taxes on that. They charge you taxes on the utensils, on the plastic bag, right?
Absolutely. That's on the cost.
This is what they do. This is what they fucking do. Why would you be deceived by the... I don't know what the fuck is going on. I thought we were clear earlier. So I'm going to just, I'll mute you out. No pressure. If you are on the call line and you want to ask a question or share your thoughts, all you got to do is press 1 because I know some of y'all are on here, but you're not. You haven't raised your hand. That's why I'm not calling out y'all numbers. So what you want to do is just press 1 if you have any questions or if you have comments or you just want to chime in. That's how we participate here. For those that are in the chat, feel free to write in your comments and things like that since I'm, you know, kind of focusing on the screen right now. I'll be able to chime in on some of that. But at the end of the day, listen, I'm not begging people to adjust to what's truthful, what's correct. I'm asking people to take the time to do their own fucking due diligence. That's what I'm asking you to do. Take the time to do your own fucking due diligence. What did I drop this down to? You know, the first time I've ever offered, and that's why I said I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to, you know, divulge every single bit of information that I possibly could, like I want to on that particular class. The first time I offered it, and I offered it only to, I think I only had two students at the time, or three people, and it was $600. $600. Get out of jail free car. I gave them all of that. So, you know, me reducing it to 100, I'm not going to disappoint. I'm going to ensure. I think folks are going to understand taxes on the IRS starts charging taxes for 600 and up and received in a year for cash. Oh yeah, absolutely. They're about to go through all of that. They're changing the way that businesses are registered now. That was a comment in the chat. It just said, the brother says that he thinks that people are going to start to understand taxes once IRS starts charging taxes on these apps that we've been using, like Cash App, Zelle, PayPal, etc. And I'm agreeing with that, saying that it's coming and the changes are ultimately here. They have already started to prepare us for this new so-called tax season and how they're going to rebrand a lot of the paperwork. So, yeah, so it's essential that you're on top of your receipt. But here's the thing, you know, when it comes to income tax and shit like that, you don't have to pay no income tax. But depending on whatever these taxes fall under, for the services that's being provided or whatever the transactions are or however they're doing it, because best believe, Cash App, PayPal, and so on, Zelle, although they're supposed to pay taxes at these corporations, they don't want to. So they're going to push that burden on us, and that's what they've been doing. So, you know, when you look at income tax, it's not something that really exists, but at the same time, people still succumb to it, right? There's no laws that require that, but people succumb to it. So it's just a matter of knowing. But the point of today's presentation, for lack of a better term, was just to give you all a more in-depth, because I felt rushed on Tuesday, and I don't typically do this where I follow up a topic that we covered, you know, I don't typically cover it twice in 1 week, say it that way. So in this instance, I just wanted to do some service to it because I felt like it was a hot button. I felt like I got excited. I hope my brother didn't take it any type of way when we had the conversation on live because I was animated and I was probably a little bit excited because people are constantly going about. And if you think this is, you know, a drastic area that requires change, listen to my story again or go back over my story about the trust and things of that nature and, you know, putting your paperwork on the record, registering versus recording, paying the duties as opposed to not paying the duties, actually being able to stand on your paperwork as opposed to not being able to stand on your paperwork, actually owning your paperwork as the owner so when people violate you, you can actually hold them accountable, all these fucking things. It's all wrapped up into it. But we got to take the time to perfect these things. So you got a police citation. I think more often than not, you know, some of the practices has been, you know, you want to take that affidavit or the citation from the officer, which is an affidavit, and you want to create your own affidavit in response to that document. Well, in this instance, since you're going to put that affidavit on the record, you want to pay the fucking duty. That's what I'm trying to say. You get me? So if you're not playing according to their rules, this is why we keep losing. This is why we keep getting our ass handed to us. Come check us out. I'm going to show you that the ticket that you were, you know, breaking your neck to call out of work, you know, get your kids a babysitter to try to make sure that you didn't miss that appointment is frivolous. That's first and foremost. So I'm going to show you that side. I'm going to show you how to fix it, and then I'm going to show you how to go sue that ass. Go get them. All right? We're not going to go in depth on the suing part, but I am going to talk about it. All right, y'all. They telling me I got less than 60 seconds left. I appreciate y'all. If you haven't signed up, I know people started to sign up, so I'm excited about that. Please spread the word. You know, you want to get in. You want to get access to this information. You want to take advantage of it, and you want to give a brother a chance to demonstrate that the other folks are absolutely straight. All right? You can't go against what's factual. You get them? And theorize and, you know, make up all types of different thought process, but it has to be predicated on what is, not what is not. All right? On Tuesday, and